Now that we're home more than ever, we need to feel safe. Call it a sign of the times or the world we now live in. What do you want to keep safe? Wouldn't it be nice to have tested, trusted 24/7 protection? Peace of mind, real protection that's always there for you and your whole family? Well, now you can with one of our state-of-the-art home security systems. Call 800-970-8405. That's 800-970-8405.
During these difficult times, we understand how important it is to stay healthy and safe. With so many of us confined to our homes and not being able to work, we feel the financial burden more than ever. Many folks lost their jobs and businesses. Others were furloughed, and some are working from home at reduced pay. Keeping up with your bills is not easy under these circumstances. If you have credit card debt and cannot keep up with your monthly payments, we at Debt Fix Pros are here to help. Give us a call to see how we can reduce your interest rates and lower your monthly payments. Protect your credit and let us help you find a solution that fits your needs. We, your friends at Debt Fix Pros, are here to help. Let us take care of your credit card debt so you can focus on what is really important. Call for a free phone consultation at 1-800-781-6764. That's 1-800-781-6764. 1-800-781-6764. United we stand. 1-800-781-6764.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting on video as well at intotomorrow.com with the owner of Cartronics, Lester Tax. Last time we had Les on the show, we talked a lot about Kicker and their subwoofers, which then brings us now to the Marine display here in Lester's showroom, because Marine is certainly continues to be a growing category, guessing, in 12 volt as well. And aside from the obvious difference of it's on the water versus on the road, there are things that work well for Marine electronics as well.
Absolutely. So aside from the fact that the Marine speakers and amplifiers and radios that they're developing now are developed well to resist the environment, because they are exposed to more moisture and spray, and in Florida, salt, which is a big problem for a lot of marine products. Marine products also have to have different type of dispersion of sound. They have to be a little bit louder. They have to spread more because they're not inside a closed room. They're in the open boat, which is the open air. So the marine engineering is always reinventing itself when it comes to just how good can it sound on a boat other than just loud. Yeah. So they have speakers that have, you know, obviously you can see these also light up, which is another conversation, because people with boats love that, especially at night when they're coming back. The lights are on, the boats are blinking, and the colors match if they want to. But they also have products where their speakers are designed to spread the sound out a lot, so that, you know, when you hang them, especially in the canopies of boats, it could be heard if they anchor out on a sandbar, they want to swim out, they want to hear the music. Stuff is heard from a distance as well. Wow. It's pretty interesting.
Very cool. And obviously everything is weatherproof in order for that, which also reminds me, we were talking before we were on the air here about weatherproof issues for motorcycles.
Ah, yes, that's right. So we love Kicker, and we do a lot of Kicker product, and Kicker also has a motorcycle product line as well. And we also have Rockford Fosgate in that side of the corner of the store, which we show the Rockford Fosgate Harley Davidson product line, which is some really cool stuff. They've made enclosures for woofers that fit into the Harley compartments that sit behind the rear, what they call the bags.
Nice.
And then they have amplifiers that are plug and play, and they have speakers that fit into the pods, all weatherized, all miniaturized, all developed for low battery power supply, because motorcycles don't have a big battery like cars do, and they're super loud, super clear, and the guys on bikes just love that.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you can probably still get the Harley sound that they want, but you're also getting the Harley audio sounds that you want.
The best of both worlds.
Yes. Yeah. Ah, very cool. And that's Rockford Fosgate does those.
Yeah, Rockford Fosgate does that. All the manufacturers are joining into that sector as well. We just have that. They have done some more development in the kits for the saddlebags and for the amp racks and things of that nature, not just generalization, but more specific for the bikes, Harley Davidson in particular.
We're learning more and more why you need to visit your own 12-volt dealers in your hometown, anywhere across America, because they know what Les knows. They know how to take care of you, rather than these big stores that'll just sell you whatever you think you need. So keep that in mind. One of the things we hear from our audience a lot is the ability to integrate their Android, for example, Android Auto or Apple CarPlay. A lot of folks are saying, if I can only get that in my car. Well, some newer cars have it. I'm fortunate in my MDX, I've got both. But the fact is, many cars don't. Well, you've got a solution for that too, do you not,
Les? Yeah, we do, absolutely, Dave. So, you know, the consumer is being driven into the shop quite a bit with this one big request. How do I get Apple CarPlay or Android Auto in my vehicle? And typically, we're going to go to changing the radio for a new radio that has that already built in, which all the new manufacturers, they're targeting that particular market.
Sure.
But there are cars that you cannot change the radio. And that becomes an issue with how do I get Apple CarPlay in my vehicle without buying a new car? So my buddy Richard from RDV from Florida has brought a product out to the market that enables us to introduce Apple CarPlay and or Android Auto, whether wired or wirelessly, into the OEM factory system. They've done an amazing job with producing products that has very specific harnesses that literally just plug and play into the back of the radio screen and a brain. And once this is installed into the vehicle, the Apple CarPlay and the Android Auto operate as if the car came with it from the factory, working from the factory steering controls, working from the factory center console controls.
So not only can you use the existing controls in your vehicle to control the stuff you would normally be used to, but it'll play nice with your phone now, right?
You know, it'll play nice with your phone, and it'll play Apple CarPlay or Android Auto. So that's really what the consumer wants. They want to get in their car and just drive off. They don't have to plug anything in. Their Apple or their Android will connect to the screen, and they'll be able to just tap one of their factory buttons and say, you know, play this song on Spotify, or where's the nearest McDonald's, or call Betty, or read my text messages, et cetera, which is what Apple CarPlay and Android Auto do for you.
Sure.
And so you want that, you know, that user-friendly, you know, factory feeling experience, and that's what these products do. They allow us to do that with Lexus and Toyota and Ford and GM and Chrysler, the vehicles that don't come with the Apple CarPlay and those vehicles that you can't change the radio in.
Well, you can now.
Yeah, we can.
And that's where you'd use something like, in this case, RDV.
RDV.
That makes the stuff. And it works nicely with your existing radio. You're not losing anything. You're gaining all the advantages.
Correct. Plug and play.
Lester, one of the other things we hear from a lot of folks these days are dash cams, certainly becoming more and more popular. We're seeing videos all over the place on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and so forth of accidents happening or just bizarre things going on because they had a dash cam and they could capture it. So you're getting a lot of requests, I'm assuming, for dash cams.
Getting a lot of requests for dash cams and you know, the consumer, once again, becomes aware that the product is available in the market, and then more and more people come in asking for it. The topic is always about the quality of the dash cam. And a dash cam is a dash cam is a dash cam is not entirely true. So a lot of consumers don't know that there's a difference between a lesser quality and maybe a better quality dash cam. So we target the brands that we partner with for many years. There's Kenwood, there's Alpine, Blackview, which is another flagship brand of the marketplace.
Oh yeah.
These are products that have focused on just how well they do the job as a dash cam should. Because, you know, you may think that I just got to record the event, and if I need it for proof later on, I'll have it. But then you'll discover that if it's not recording very well, the time comes that you want to expand it onto maybe a larger screen, perhaps in a courtroom, and your dash cam recorded nicely on a small 3-inch screen, but when you put it on a 25 or 42-inch or 50-inch screen, it gets all pixelated.
Yeah.
So the ability for the dash cam to record with good depth of field, with good focus, with good pixelization is a key. How much memory that the dash cam can hold is a strong point. How well you can review, how user-friendly the product is always a concern because of the old conversation about, I don't know how to use my VCR, if you're old enough to remember those days. Now the dash cam is that category. It's like, I don't know, I got a dash cam in my car, I don't know how it works. How do you make it work? So the manufacturers that are focusing on the user's ability to use their dash cam because they made it user-friendly through their graphic user interfaces or their apps, et cetera. That's a big part of the conversation.
Sure, and cost does make a difference. Sure. Don't go cheap.
You don't have to buy the most expensive either.
Well, of course.
Right.
Yeah. But I can't tell you personally the trouble I've had with things like an owl cam or something that's supposed to work all the time and doesn't. And you again, get what you pay for. So go with something like these that your 12-volt dealer is backing up.
So your good 12-volt dealers want you to come in, purchase a product from them, have it installed, and you are satisfied with it.
Yeah.
The last thing we want is the customer to come back over and over and over complaining they don't like it, it doesn't work, how do we work it? This just takes up too much of the shop time. So if it's a good dealer, they're going to try to move a product toward your direction that they know there's confidence the product's going to give you good satisfaction, you're going to be using it regularly, and you don't have to come back complaining about it. So that's a good point, too.
Of course, we can't end a discussion about 12-volt without talking about car security, alarm system, certainly a staple for many, many years in the industry, unless I'm assuming, again, that just because you got a new car that has a factory alarm, that's not necessarily the end all.
No, it's not. Boy, you'd be surprised how many brand new cars come through our shop every day with consumers, you know, concerned about getting their car stolen, even with the factory alarm in it. It's still a big, giant sector of what we do. It used to take a big size part of our wall to show the product. Now that has a big product shrunk down to a small corner because these manufacturers have become much more clever in how they produce their technology to offer to the consumer. So Viper, for example, uses the hub called the DS4. DS stands for Digital Solutions, and their alarm technology now is mostly a la carte. So what you'll do is you'll come in, you'll look for an alarm system. Which one do you want? Well, I want one that has this feature, that feature, this feature, that feature. We pick the hub. We flash the software of your vehicle to the hub. We pair it with a mating harness for that vehicle specific. And we add the a la carte features that you might want to have your security system do. For example, I want it to have impact sensor. That's pretty common. If they break the window, I want the alarm to trigger. I want a tilt sensor if the vehicle's lifted up. So if the car is towed away, which is a very common way to steal a vehicle these days, I want it to work directly on my phone. That's the new heavy trend. Working from my phone means I can turn it on, turn it off, start the car, shut the car off from my phone. Track the vehicle from my phone, GPS tracking. If my alarm system is triggered, it'll alert my phone instantaneously, and I say that within a couple of seconds, you're getting an alert. And this is the concern the consumer has because cars are being stolen out of their driveways in seconds, whether they're being towed away or literally driven away. Because the thieves still have very incredible ways of circumventing the factory system. But when it comes to an aftermarket system, their go-to methodology to steal a car isn't as straightforward. Now they have to deal with what we put in the vehicle as well.
Got you. Yeah. And if we had more time, perhaps next time we'll even talk about remote start and lights and cool things for your vehicles. You know, you've seen those cars going down the road that are all purple underneath and so forth. There's more to talk about the next time we connect with Lester Tax from Cartronics in Pembroke Pines, Florida. Thank you again for putting up with us, but sharing with us some of the very cool stuff about the 12-volt industry.
And it's my pleasure, Dave. It's something that I love to do, and I'm real happy to share it with you and your listeners.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You've become a hero to a lot of folks and in the 12-volt business for getting the word out and reminding people to visit your neighborhood 12-volt dealers and let the small business, the backbone of America, as I've said before, help you with everything and anything you need for your vehicles and cars and trucks and motorcycles and boats and all sorts of cool stuff. Meantime, be sure to visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. There's much more to come right here on the Advanced Media Network.